This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
We are so glad you're here joining us for another episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. It has been a couple of weeks for us. For you, it will probably be only 1 week, but it's been a couple of weeks for us. But we are so glad that you are with us. We have had a lot of goings on in our life, and a lot of things that have taken us away from the time that we normally could have been podcasting. But as life has brought things forward, it has not allowed for us to do podcasting. And so that kind of segues into your thing, friend, about what has been going on with you. So share with the friends.
Yeah, it's been so crazy busy. And this process has even kind of almost leaked out in one of our other podcasts.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the podcast is, but if you remember just a few podcasts back where we were like, yard sale stuff, like it's been something coming for a long time. And if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you will have known that I hate the winters and get super depressed. And all I talk about is sunshine and the ocean and water and the beach. And I'm always looking for a way to get out of Northern Kentucky and get on a cruise ship or whatever. So my family and I have been dreaming about moving to Florida for at least 8 years now. That's when I can first remember. So we've been praying and praying, and wouldn't you know it, our precious Father, God Almighty, has finally opened that door, and my family and I will be moving to Florida in the very near future.
Woo-hoo! Sunshine, here you come.
Yes, so we are...
Beach and water, here you come.
Gosh, we are so, so excited. And, you know, like we hear these promises from God and we feel them in our heart, but sometimes we don't see them for a long time. And in this case, it was 8 years. But don't give up on those dreams and those desires of your heart. I believe God puts those in there for a reason. And just keep praying, have your friends and family pray for you. But we are so, so thankful, and we have seen God in this entire process. And man, when he opens up and gives you this promise, be ready, folks, whatever that is for you. Like, this has been so quick. All of a sudden, we went from 8 years of praying and pleading to our Father to open up a way and a door to Florida. And our house sold before it even hit the market. We found our rental home that was like a dream home for us. And the application went through. Like, all these things happened and they are quick. And we are almost out of here. Almost out of Northern Kentucky. The podcast shall go on.
Yes. Nothing's happening to the podcast, people.
Right. We might have to take a couple weeks break here and there for moving, but hopefully very soon we will be back to more consistent. And hopefully this winter, my moods will be a lot better and you won't have to hear Tiffany whine and go on and on about,
never,
I need sunshine. I just Googled today, actually, Jen. I Googled, what are the temperatures in Jacksonville? Jacksonville's where we're moving. Jacksonville, Florida in January, because that's typically, you know, the coldest month. And it said highs around 65 degrees. And I'm like, oh, I'll try to make that work.
Might be a little cold, but I'll live with it.
Yeah. So the lows dip down to the, I think it said 40s, but I think we'll be fine. You know, like, The fact that we might have to wear a hoodie sounds terrible.
Oh,
I know,
wah,
folks.
Wah.
Yeah. So.
And let's see. I know, I thought you told me this, but your rental property is how far from the beach?
14 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're pretty close. So it's like you could go at lunch with your kiddos and spend an hour on the beach and then head back home. I mean, how easy is that?
We have lots. Me and my little guy, Lincoln, were looking this morning at the map of our house and just kind of where it's situated. And so, like, it looks like our neighbor is the water. And there's so many beaches, like, just in the line for us to choose from every day if our hearts desire. So we're just so thankful and just... yeah, in awe of what God is doing in our life. And we have a lot of transition coming. But part of my personality loves change and adventure. So this is so exciting. So exciting for me and my family. And so be praying for us as we transition through for all the members of the family, if you would. Because some, you know, are more adventurous than others. So I think I'll be fine, but a couple of the other people might need some extra prayers. So,
no, that's funny. But I think the sunshine's going to do a lot. You're going to get a lot of vitamin D. But
we even found a new church home, I believe. So things are just lining up and God's confirming lots of things for us. So, we're really, really, really excited.
You know what I was reminded of as you were talking about this and how, you know, for you, this started 8 years ago praying for this, right? I was just reminded of Joseph and how, you know, Joseph got at 17, the vision of something that wasn't going to happen for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And after a lot of trial and a lot of growth. Right. So he had that. And I think God gives us visions or glimpses into things to sustain us through that growth period, the trial period, the waiting period. Right.
Yeah.
And when God decides to answer, it happens all at once. Right.
Ooh.
So Joseph, you know, he was sold into slavery. His brothers had betrayed him. That was a deep wound.
Yeah.
They hurt their father, you know, and younger brother and all of that. And then, you know, he went into Potiphar's house. He was accused of rape. He went back to prison. He went to prison, I should say, and, you know, interpreted a dream for two people and said, remember me, and a whole year went by before the guy even remembered to say something. And in the span of like 24 hours, then his prayer was answered, right?
Yeah.
They pulled him out of prison. They cleaned him up. They brought him before Pharaoh. He interpreted a dream. Pharaoh put him in charge of everything all at once.
Yeah.
All at once. You know, within, I mean, I can't imagine being Joseph thinking, gosh, 48 hours ago, I was sitting in my cell eating stale bread or whatever it was. I don't know what his conditions were, but it was still prison, you know, and now here I am elevated to second only to Pharaoh.
Yeah.
And it was a fulfillment. It was the beginning of the fulfillment of the vision that he had of his brothers bowing, because then his brothers came in the midst of that famine. But here it is for you.
Yeah.
You know, you had a vision of, and God cares about all of our visions and all of our things. And he wants our joy and he wants our peace and he wants our blessing. And you had the vision of a place where you felt like you were called to be for whatever reason, because, you know, God has surprising plans for us in the simplest of things. So while you're thinking that it's sunshine and beach and that's where your heart is, you don't know what God's going to do. It's got to be good, though, right?
But oh my gosh, I am so excited about that part. Like, you know, like just the kingdom work that he has there for me, like a whole new... lots of new people, which y'all know, I love my people. Lots of new people, lots of like new connections and a way to just, you know, use my testimony and inspire people closer to God and just all those simple things that we do on a daily, but with a whole new audience, you know?
Yeah.
So it's so exciting. And yeah, there's no accidents. God really does use everything. And so I'm so excited to continue just kind of what we kind of started on our podcast about, just like, where is God in all of our situation? And just having those new eyes, like, where is God in this new city and in my family and my new church and like all these things, like having fresh eyes to see those moments unfolding in front of me as this new adventure begins. So
ooh,
really pumped. Like in my personality wheelhouse.
And you know what's so beautiful is I'm just reminded of something that we've talked about plenty of times before, about how God works out a good for all people that are called according to his purpose, who love him, you know, Romans 8:28, you know the verse.
Yep.
And that applies to your family, like, and to the people that you're going to meet, how God is going to take this move, this thing, and he's going to create a good in only the way that God can create, because he's God, right? We can't do this.
Yeah.
Even when we try to orchestrate everybody's good, we can't, but God can.
8 years, couldn't get to Florida, folks.
Oh my gosh.
God is,
but he's so good. Like he'll create a good for you in ways that you're not expecting. Because then there's Ephesians 3:20. He's able to do immeasurably more than we ever hope or imagine. And our imagination can get pretty big.
Yeah.
So he's got a good for you. He's got a good for your children. He's got a good for your husband. And he's got a good for the believers that you're going to be meeting in Jacksonville and for those he's calling, right?
Yeah.
So it's, I'm so in awe of God. Like,
I know. It's crazy.
That's when I get joyful. Like it's like the joy of the Lord is your strength. Like it's not your joy per se, but it's the joy that comes from God. And I think sometimes it's just in realizing the bigness, the vastness of God.
Yeah.
And how he is our hope and how he is our blessing. He is our good dad.
Yeah.
And somebody said that the definition of hope, and it's just super resonated with me, that hope is the belief that God is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
That God isn't weaving something that is not good for me, because he's good. Because his nature, his actions, he's good. And so he's our hope. Sorry. I, as of late, I've been really getting on this soapbox of just being excited about who God is in a way that I haven't been before. That feels powerful. It feels joyful. It feels like I'm in a flow, and I love that. And even from some things this morning, I now feel excited, as in I get excited about God, and that really distracts from all of the crap going on around me.
Right. And that is, you hit on something, because that is why the ocean has always been like my safe place, if you will. And you know, just the place that I dream about most, is because it's like the physical manifestation to me of what God is and who he can be. It's like powerful, that ocean. It's vast. It's big. It's like beyond your eyes can see. Like, that's where I feel God like most, and I see him. Like, it's like, holy moly. Like, none of this is an accident, folks.
Mm.
Like, you know, how can you deny the power of God looking out into that ocean? The way the waves roll in, whatever, the beauty, you know, what all the create, like all the creatures underneath that ocean that are in that ocean that we don't even know about. Like, all, it's so beautiful and so amazing and so like just creative. Like,
And think about this as you're talking about beauty. Beauty, there's no purpose for it other than it is a reminder of God's love for us.
Yeah.
Like, there's no purpose for beauty. Think about that. When you're looking at that ocean and you're going, wow, that's beautiful. Like, the only thing that really is in your appreciation of that beauty is you are being loved by the Creator.
Yeah.
And he is speaking through his creation to you of his love,
Yes.
of his adornment, if you will, of you, and how you are precious to him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, God didn't have any other reason for beauty other than he wanted to express love. Even to those who don't know him can look at the things in the world and go, oh, that's really beautiful. But that is God speaking to them of his love and his existence. So anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent and interrupt you on that one.
No. All of that, yes. Like the ocean, just yes.
Yes.
For some of you, it might be the mountains. And the mountains are beautiful. Like,
yes, they are.
Can't deny how beautiful the mountains are. But for me, it's definitely the front runner is that beach and that ocean. Oh, so.
And the vastness of the ocean.
And the unknownness, like it really is. Like we know some of it, just like we know some of God, you know, just little bits and pieces of our creator, but we don't know all of it. And scientists have been trying for years. There is unreachable things in that ocean that they can't get to. And there's the same for God. You know, this side of heaven, there is unreachable things. We cannot think like our Father. We cannot even understand all of the titles and all of the ways of God. But we do know that picture of that ocean, that he is big and he is vast and he is powerful and he is creative and he is so, so good. So I just love just thinking about that. Like even, you know, even by the waves, the world is just so crazy, but there's so much peace right there at the shoreline, and he's right there waiting for us. So
In
he's so good. And Oceans, my favorite song, you know, like come on,
kind of reminds me of this tattoo that someone has. She has a tattoo on her arm that is a line from that song, so it's so funny. I think about the sound of the waves, sound of gulls, just the feel of wet sand between my toes. Now I also love the beach. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, love it. But I'll look at that ocean sometimes and I'll just turn my head one way and another, and then I'm thinking, I am so small.
Yeah.
I am so small. I'm like a grain of the sand that's in this whole beach. And the Father cares for me that much,
and he can count those grains of sand.
Yes, he knows them all. Number.
Yes, it's
yeah
unbelievable. That's why our minds cannot comprehend, and it really just does speak to the Father, that ocean, that beach. Like our minds can't even comprehend all of that. So
yeah,
in outer space and all those things, like gosh, we don't know. Like
we don't know.
Gosh, he's so good and so creative. And
yes. Can you think, like, when I think about God in this respect as a creative person, like, I am just so blown away. I think about how, like, down to our DNA, how God has created us, how he has created all the vastness of the complexity of animals and the different terrains in different nature. Like, it's like, he blows my mind as a creative who thought this up and spoke it into existence with just his word, that it's all held together by his goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we get to serve him, like, and he gets to love us. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, I don't know. I could just gush on and on and on and on and on. I am just so grateful. So, so grateful that this broken human being that I am, that has struggled with sin, will continue to struggle with sin, that I'm just reminded of the verse that says he remembers that we are but dust. Like, I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful that he found this broken person that I am and redeemed me and said, I've called you by name. I've known you since before the foundations of the world. Your name is written in my book. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will always be with you. And it is just, I don't have words. I don't have words for how wonderful it is.
Hey, flip him in.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It gets me excited.
I mean, it's so weird because I don't know about what area you are living in this beautiful world that God has created right now, but in our area, there is a lot of stuff going on. I mean, lots of darkness over here surrounding Jen and I and our community, my dear friends, Jen's dear friends. So much going on right now. But, my prayer beforehand was just about like, God, you are always faithful. You are always there. And your light always wins. Like even in this darkness, and it's why we started this podcast. Just we see you, we feel you when everyone else flees. When there's no one as far as we can see, you are there, you are near, you are close to the brokenhearted. Like, it's so amazing. When people run because things are scary and seem too big and too much for them to handle, he runs to that. That's where he shines. He's like, I got this.
Right. And the scripture says, like, a broken reed, he or a bent reed, he will not break. A smoking wick, he will not put out. Like, he is there to restore, right? He's there to walk through that difficulty. He is not gonna snuff you out. He's not gonna break you as a reed. Like, that's not who he is. And if you're out there and you believe that, because honestly, I'm just gonna say, I may have believed that at one point in time in my life. That is just something, that's just not the truth of who he is. That's just not the truth of who he is. And I would challenge you that if you do believe that, to just be open to praying and asking God to reveal himself in his reality of who he is in your life. And anyway, don't.
And just hold on, like 8 years, friends. Like this hasn't been, like a just like short prayer one time and here we are in Florida. This was an 8 year desire of our heart, promise, whatever you want to call it, 8 years of just holding on to what was in our hearts and praying and praying and seeking and asking others for prayer. It comes, like he can't lie. If he made a promise to you, he can't lie. He doesn't change. He's consistent. It just is in his timing. There was all the things he was lining up for my family and I, and it is the right time. It's his time, and you want to do it on his time. You
Because
want
then
to
it's
do it.
perfect. Then it's perfect, right? Your house sells without listing it. You find a rental property in a weekend. You sell what, $3,000 worth of stuff at a yard sale. You know what I mean? Like, just
Well,
whatever it
and
was. I don't remember the
it
amount of
was less
money.
than that, but it doesn't
Anyway.
matter. Like it like we the funny thing about just how cool God is when we picked Jacksonville as our location, my husband and I, Dustin, both, when we landed, it was our first time ever landing in Jacksonville. And we had all these things lined up and houses to see and things, to see. And we decided that was the location. And Dustin and I had never been there before. And,
Wow.
God knew, like, God knew
God
and
knew.
opened the door to all these things. And we loved it and it worked out great. But to others looking in, they might have been like, what in the world is happening? Because we have never even been there. And in a weekend, we were like, this is home. This is home.
And the beautiful thing about that is, I heard one time on a television show, and I thought, wow, this really does express the heart of God. You've heard people say God's answer to prayers are yes, no, not yet. And I believe it is yes, not yet, or I have something better for you. Not no.
No.
It is, I have something better for you, because he's just good. And so God
Yes.
is preparing what you might have thought. Yours was a not yet, but in other people's cases, it's being able to see that because of his goodness, that it is a, I have something better.
Yeah.
Or it might be a not yet.
Yep.
So,
Yeah.
and I thought, wow, that it was not a Christian show that this was on. But the commentator said that, and I was like, oh, that really, that's true. Isn't that funny? Like someone who it seemingly doesn't follow Jesus has just, that was a profound insight. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, I'm going to share that. It's not a no, it's a, I have something better for you.
Amen. 'Cause he's good. He's
He's
so
good.
good. Yeah, and if I can, just share that hope with any of, the listeners out there, that really is just to hold on. Hold on. I went through some really dark winters for me, some deep seasonal depression, some major discouragement, lots of lack of hope. These are things that I went through for a really, really, really long time, and they were hard, and I was, spending my time praying to the Father and pleading with him to open up a door. And because folks, he really is our one true hope. So
Oh, yeah.
hold on, hold on, hold on. He will open the doors that need to be opened for you, and just trust that he is doing. Trust that he's doing that. Don't give up hope ever. It is the worst place, in my opinion, to be is hopeless. Don't give up hope. He
Right.
is our living hope.
Right.
He's our living hope.
Hope is the belief that God is good.
Yes.
He's going to do good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. It's Jeremiah 29:11, right? It always
Right.
comes back to that. Like, his plans are for our good, and we can trust that. And it might not seem like that. I'm telling you, darkness, the enemy, it's all real. It's all out there. It's surrounding us, but his light is so, so much bigger. And if we can just see him in those ways, in those situations, even when everything looks dark around us, we always can hold on to that hope, because we can look back and see the darkness stuff, and that he brought us out of that because he was there, and he was the light, and he
He
was
was
the
the light.
hope.
Oh, so good. So good. Oh, I've enjoyed this so much talking about.
I know
You
it,
just,
it's, yeah,
it's
yeah.
lifted my spirits. Like it's encouraged me. I hope for you guys out there it has encouraged you, but I just feel very buoyant and very
Yes.
light now. Whereas I started this, pretty intense. You guys have no idea what's going on right now, but Tiffany, of course, does got some pretty big stuff
Yeah.
happening in my life around me and was pretty angry. So now I don't feel angry anymore. I feel,
Praise God.
yeah, it's just focusing on his goodness and
I
trusting.
just heard he's the heavy weight lifter. So when we're in our own selves, thinking we can control a situation or take care of it or fix it or manipulate it or whatever we want to call it, if we just give it to God and really just be in a posture of surrender, he takes that heaviness away. He's the heavy weight lifter,
He's the
and he makes
heavyweight
it light.
lift. Ooh,
Yeah, like,
amen.
it's only heavy when we think we're in charge of it, right?
Right.
Well, God's gonna have to deal with that. If then it's light,
Yeah.
like, he said, you got this, God. We'll just sit back and watch.
Amen. And if you're out there right now, and if you're struggling with finding joy, if you're like I was at the beginning of this podcast, just struggling with some very intense, deep things. We want to
Yeah.
pray for you. We can be a safe place for you. I encourage you to find the email address and submit your prayer request to us. We would
Yeah.
love to pray for you. We will be a safe place for you. We want to just lift you before the Father if you have a need that we can help with. And if it's something that we like, if you're asking for advice or something like that, stuff we don't know,
yeah,
we'll refer you to someone who would know. So, because
yeah.
we obviously don't know everything, but we can pray and, you know, we serve a big God.
Yeah. It's funny because if you don't know about this about Jen, but she also does interviews from time to time in her ministry called Conversations of Hope.
Conversations of Hope. Yes.
So Google that, YouTube that, look that up. But I happen to be her first interview.
Their first and, one.
And that's kind of where Jen and I's relationship began, which is incredible, a long time ago. But she, you know, I was new to sharing my testimony and things like that. And she highlighted as she was, you know, getting ready to promote the interview that she did with me. And she highlighted a phrase I said, which I don't know that a lot of people highlight and take nuggets away from things I say, but she, God, I felt like just highlight it where I had said that he's there in the ugly.
He's there in the ugly, yeah.
And that was just reminding me of like Jen and the posture she was when she started this podcast and just like saying what she could say about the situation, the ugly that she was in. And then God came in that darkness, brought his light, brought his healing salve, and changed her, Jen's whole day, her whole peace, her
absolutely.
Whole posture, everything. Like that's what he did. So if you're out there and Jen's telling you, we're your safe place, or we can be a safe place if you want us to. Not that we are, because, you know,
right.
You get to choose.
Right,
but,
right, your choice.
Yeah. But if you want us to be a safe place for you and you just want to give us your ugly and ask us to pray, that's a big thing. He's there in that ugly. We're just
Amen.
Here. No judgment. Like, so take advantage of those things. You know, like, we all need prayer. All the time. So,
oh my goodness. Oh,
there's no
my
shame
goodness.
In that, you know, like, he shines in those spaces, in that ugly
yes,
space.
Yes, he does.
So get it out, vomit it out. Sometimes that's what we need to do. As long as we're not sinning and gossiping and all the things, just vomit it out as it is. God can take it. Like,
amen.
He can handle it. He's a big, big God. And he does such a better job than we could ever do. And he'll lift that right out of there and bring in his peace, and it won't make sense. You're like, what in the world?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So anyway.
Anyway, well, quick shout out before we wrap up, shout out to Jenny Becknell. Sent us a very, very long email saying, hey, do your podcast in a country accent? And I don't know if we'll do that at any point in time, but I don't know.
I'm going down south. So
well, you're definitely going down south. You're going almost as down south as you can get in the States, right? Well, actually not Jacksonville, but I mean,
yeah,
the state
Florida.
Of Florida, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, she is our wonderful sponsor. I just want to give her a shout out. She makes this podcast possible and just want to say thank you to her.
Yes,
and her
you.
giving spirit. And, you know, she does this for you guys too. So I just want to say thank you to her.
Yep. We love you so much, Jenny.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
We do.
Thank you.
And at that, we're going to wrap this up. And we wish you all well. We hope you have a good week and maybe 2 weeks before you hear from us. But whatever it is, we just say God bless you. And until next time.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.